Joining us today, we have defenseman Corey Schoeneman. Avec nous aujourd'hui, le défenseur Corey Schoeneman. La première question, the first question, will go to Amy Johnson, the AHL report. Amy, you're up.
Two quick questions for you. First off, you know, Laval Rocket fans are just starting to get to know you as a player, but, you know, putting up, 21 points with Stockton last year, even 3 points in just 4 games with Kansas City. Can you just talk a little bit about the strength of your 200-foot game and what fans can really expect you to bring on the back end?
Yeah, I think I just try and, you know, use my feet as much as I can. I think that's my greatest strength is my skating. So I think defend as good as I can, play defense first, and then as much as I can move the puck up, get the puck out, and go play in the offensive zone. I think that suits my game the best, and I think that's where I'm most effective.
What's your experience so far in this very short season with Laval been, and in particular your pairing with Gustav Olofsson these past 2 games?
It's been great so far. You know, my first time being in Montreal, being in Quebec, it's a great experience so far. It's been really nice. Playing with Gustav's been great. You know, he moves the puck well. He's good in the offensive zone, good in the defensive zone. He talks a lot. So I think we've moved it well. I think we've played well, and I think we've been pretty effective.
Great. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you, Amy. The next question will go to Anthony Marcotte, 91.9 Sports. Anthony, c'est à toi.
Hey, Corey, nice to meet you. I thought that you were looking really comfortable out there this weekend, playing on the right side. Joel told us that this is a position that you were really comfortable playing last year. So this seems really to suit your playing style really well, playing on the right side.
Yeah, I've had a lot of experience on it, not only last year, but even in college at Western Michigan. I played, I think, the majority on the right side. So I've learned to be comfortable over there, make plays over there, whether it's defensive zone, neutral zone, offensive zone. So, yeah, I've had a lot of experience, and I think it works out pretty well.
You consider yourself a late bloomer. You had some success in the NCAA, and last year maybe it was coming a full circle for you in the AHL, and now another team for you this year. This is trending in the right direction for your play.
Yeah, I mean, I think so. I'm just trying to learn as much as I can whenever I can. You know, I think it's something you get out of, you know, going to a different team. It is new coaching styles, new experiences, new teammates, new, you know, you just learn different things. Obviously, if you're in one organization for a while, you learn those things and you get comfortable in that situation. But I think going to a different organization opens you up to different things, different play styles, you know, things I mentioned. So it's been good. And like I said, I'm just trying to learn every day and, you know, improve the best I can.
All right. Thanks, Corey. Have a good one out there tonight.
Thank you.
The next question, Stéphane Leroux.
Thanks, Corey. How you manage the amount of players that we have in the dressing room right now? It's a particular situation this year with the pandemic. And Joel told us that some veterans and some young players will have to be used. Even if you won 2 games, there's going to be some change in the lineups. How the player feels about everything's going on? 35 players, it's not the ideal situation for any team in the hockey world.
Yeah, but it just, you know, kind of goes hand in hand with this whole pandemic. It hasn't really been easy for anyone, or, you know, normal for anyone. So it's just, you know, rolling with the punches. But you know, like I said, it's new faces, it's new guys, and, you know, it's a lot of new conversations. It's a lot of new, you know, things you can learn from those new faces. So, you know, some could view it as an opportunity, you know, to learn more, to see a lot more, to experience more. But, you know, in terms of having that many guys, I think it's just at some point you just kind of, you know, you got to do the best you can do. You got to prove yourself, and obviously you want to hope to be out there every night, and you know, the better I do individually, I think the better case I make for myself.
Thank you. Good luck for tonight.
Thank you.